like really happy because I was saying names and shit.
Oh no, that was tea time.
Okay, cool.
That was tea time. Now it's wine time. We can't be messy anymore.
Yeah. So, wait. What are we? Are we recording?
We're definitely recording now.
Okay.
Hey y'all, welcome to a bonus episode of Success Pending. I am your host Raven,
and this is Ari.
And we're here just cooling it in my apartment, as always, the official studio of Success Pending. If you haven't already, follow us on Instagram at Success Pending Podcast, where you can see when our new episodes are being posted and catch up on old episodes and just see cool pictures that I post. Do we have
No, like Raven is an artist and she really be posting like some lit ass shit on there. So
I try.
Check it out. It's lit. It's dope. It's dope. And also like I like how you keep like it's like consistent with like the post and the stories. They both follow like they're like on theme. You know, like everything is just
she noticed.
Yeah, everything noticed. Yeah, everything is like very strategic and like well thought out. Like you could be potentially throwing this shit together and I wouldn't fucking know. Because it looks well put together.
I try, girl. I try. I'm a marketer. Speaking of which, niggas is broke and they looking for like a second job. So like today, I had a video interview.
Oh,
like
congrats.
Yeah. What? So I just want extra cash. Like my friend is getting married next year in Jamaica, and I'm a bridesmaid, which means I need bridesmaid in Jamaica money. So I'm like, I need some extra cash. So I apply for this.
Just like for like hot girls in your neighborhood wants to suck your dick.
Oh God, no, this is not an advertisement. Okay, it's not cool. A solicitation.
I'm like, okay.
No. I applied for this job on Indeed. For basically like this photographer basically was like, I take great photos, but I want to take more photos. Help me do that. And I'm like, bet.
So you're like a freelance model?
Not even that. No, this girl lives in like Arkansas. So she just wants someone to work remotely and help her market her business.
Oh.
Yeah, I said segueing into marketing.
No.
Yes. You went from sucking dick to modeling to... We're drinking.
I thought it was like some superficial shit.
No, I'm trying to...
That's super dope. I like that.
I mean, I'm literally... When I... Let me backtrack. I'm not taking any job, but like I'm looking for something that's a steady, consistent paycheck. I want something where niggas will actually pay me.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems legit. And she seems legit. Like I saw her photos and they're like fucking beautiful. But she wanted to do a video interview because, again, she lives in like Arkansas. Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Arkansas.
And so I guess they want to make sure I am who I am and see if, you know, if I'm like a dusty bitch or whatever, which I get. But it was
I think a dusty bitch, that's like a marketer.
You
is
know,
marketer a word?
I say I feel that like word. Not. No one's corrected me yet.
Marketer.
Marketer. No one's corrected me yet, so if I'm just making up words, let me know, y'all. But I had to do it in my car, and I didn't realize it was a video interview until after I accepted it. So I'm like at work at like 4 p.m. in the fucking parking lot taking this video call with this girl and her husband, and they're like, are you driving? And I'm like, no, this is the conference room for today. Trying to play it off in my code switch voice, and I was like, fuck.
How old are they? Like, look.
What? They probably like a few years older than me.
Oh, like 30s something.
Yeah, they're a young couple, very like stock photo looking, like attractive couple. She looks very like boho, like, you know, blonde, whimsical, you know, flower crown.
Flower crown. Yeah. I was literally gonna say flower crown.
And he makes a lot of money.
Like she probably does like lettering in her free time.
Yeah, you know, makes invitations for weddings.
Right.
Flower arrangements. Like she gives that vibe. But like her photos legit are like great. But I'd had an interview for that and I was just like, well, I mean, it was awkward as fuck because the video kept going in and out and I was just like, damn, they definitely don't want me. But I don't know. They hit me up later on. They were just like, we'll let you know. So I'm like, all right, cool. Fingers crossed. But I don't know. Hopefully niggas will be getting extra cash. So I can wild out in Jamaica next year. Like,
when is the wedding?
It is in June.
Oh, okay. So you have like a year.
I have a year.
Nice.
So we'll see. I'm also trying to, you know, tee up for this summer too, you know? I don't want to have to budget my fun with...
I want limited funds. Yeah,
limited funds.
Yeah, thinking about this summer makes me kind of sad.
Why? Because you got 49 left.
No, not like in life, but just like I just feel like this summer is like legitimately almost over.
Damn.
Like next like Thursday or Friday or something is August. Like what the fuck?
But summer started mad late, so we have at least until maybe like October.
I hope so. Fingers crossed. Be the fucking case.
I think so, because the trend, I remember, because for the last few Halloweens, I've been able to be very naked and be very comfortable. Yeah,
low-key, like even last October, last Halloween, that was like the skimpy, not, it was, I wasn't skimpy, but I wore like shorts and stuff.
Was you Luigi or Mario?
Mario. Yeah, Mario. I was Mario. And that was warmer than almost any Halloween I've ever experienced on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Like ever. You know?
Chicago Halloween has been kind to us because I was definitely Raven one year.
What did you do?
What?
Last year.
When was I last year? Fuck, what was I last year?
Was that Halloween when you was the goddess?
No, that was C2E2.
Okay.
I was something else for... Damn, I think I need to go to Instagram again. Because I'm really pressed. Like, what was I?
I think I'm going to be Beyonce in The Lion King.
How are you going to do that?
Some good-ass graphics. It's like, no.
Some CGI.
Because that's all they brought to the fucking table. Did you see it yet?
I haven't. Oh, my God. I haven't.
Shit movie.
Ooh. She has feelings.
Shit movie.
She has feelings.
It was terrible.
Damn, terrible?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen it yet.
The longer I sit on it, the worse the movie gets. Like, when I left the theater, I was like, that was kind of lame. But now that it's been, like, days, I'm like, yeah, that movie was fucking horrible. Like, have you ever experienced that?
Like, you have to think about it?
Yeah, and, like, the movie gets better or worse, like, through, like, a span of time. Like, the movie Us... That movie got better. Like, I saw it on, like, Friday. By, like, Wednesday, I was, like, mind blown. Like, that was the most brilliant movie I've ever seen because I just kept thinking about it. Like, it was just, like, whoa.
Yes, The Color Purple for me. Every time I think about it.
So much. It's been years.
And that it just
is not what I meant.
And it just never stops.
That is not what I meant.
The affection I have for that movie will just grow on forever exponentially. You asked. But you, okay, so you hated the Lion King movie, but the soundtrack, or not the soundtrack, but like the...
I didn't listen to the soundtrack, like the actual soundtrack, but the soundtrack in the movie, while the movie was going on, was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I figured they can use the same thing.
It was like...
Yeah, these like jungle noises and shit, right?
I mean, it was like regular Circle of Life, you know.
Oh.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Oh, they play it?
Which was filmed, which was a scene when it was fucking bright as shit outside. But anyway, like.
Oh.
Yes.
What? It wasn't at night?
No.
Oh, no.
Right. Do you see what's being brought to the table right now?
No. Girl. They're supposed to do the nasty at night in some like little metal or something.
Right. With like fireflies and
fireflies.
Shit.
Fireflies. And no. She's supposed to give them that look that like, okay, that green light.
No.
She didn't even do that? No. They couldn't CGI the green light look?
No. They couldn't CGI no looks.
Wow.
It was literally like lions looking at each other and you could just hear Beyonce's voice in the back. Like it was no expression, no animation, no emotion.
Talk about Beyonce's
nothing.
In the back.
Right.
Like, Beyonce's in the trees. First, like, yeah.
First of all, Beyonce had like, I kid you not, like 12 lines.
Lions, are you with me?
Yes.
I mean, that was the safest way to go
Simba,
with the movie.
I can't believe you're alive.
Otherwise, that was gonna be a country ass line. They couldn't give her more.
Honestly,
that.
I'm not even gonna lie. Beyonce wasn't like terrible. Like I kind of like a lot of people guessed it that like she was just so Beyonce can't act. She was just so bad. But like she really was not bad, in my opinion. I thought like I just thought it was weird. I just felt like they could have saved like $15 million, however much money that they paid her. They could have saved that, cast someone else, and did a better fucking job.
Or they could have just like redid The Lion King 1.5 because that was a terrible movie.
Did you see? But I thought The Lion King 1.5 was Lion King 1 with commentary.
It was no. It was like a separate story from what I remember. I also tried to block it out because it was not that good.
I thought it was like well one, but they but it was like Timon and Pumbaa was like watching it from the theaters, giving like commentary.
Like a third perspective.
Yeah. What is that called?
Omnipresent narrator?
No. Knocking down the room.
The fourth wall?
The fourth wall. Knocking down the room.
Knocking down the house.
Yeah. Like woo. Extending, opening the fourth wall. Yeah. That's like what it was. But,
we gotta talk about the soundtrack though. Like the.
I'll listen to it. I know.
She had all.
Everyone keeps talking about the Brown Skin Girls movie.
I don't care about that. That's whatever. That's cute, I guess. But like,
and all the light skinned girls are like, what is this?
They're mad.
Yes, bitch. They are mad. I haven't even heard the song. But
go
it's
listen
just
to Chris
like,
Brown. Shut up.
Right, but it's just kind of like, I'm so confused why. An artist can't celebrate brown-skinned women and you kind of just like say, huh, this is not for me. And that's okay.
Because niggas be having selective memory as if there isn't like a whole just like arsenal of music specifically dedicated to their skin color or just like not,
yeah.
I don't know. Like people, it's not all about you. It's okay. Take turns. Take turns being celebrated. Celebrate even, other people being
it's
celebrated.
Not even, it's not even take turns. It's like, it's been 60 years.
Right.
Can we have this one track? Like, you know what I'm saying?
We got, what do we have? We have Brown Skin Lady and we got Brown Skin Girls. Brown Skin Lady.
I think India Ivory got a song too.
Brown Skin.
Yeah. But I think she's talking about niggas though.
I don't know. India Ivory always, she's a little, anyway.
Never
mind. She's cool. But okay, they had Burna Boy in here. They had techno.
Yeah, I heard it was like Afrobeaty.
Oh girl, through and through. Like even like the more like poppy
did you,
shit.
Did you see the meme where it was like a Drake was hella sad and it was like this it was like Beyonce made an Afrobeats album before Drake.
Oh. Drake been wanting to be African so long. He already made Jamaican. He just needed one more.
Yeah, he did like Jamaican, New Orleans,
Houston, Atlanta, Vegas.
He was like British. He had like a little like London, what is it, grime?
Grime. Oh,
yeah, he had like
yes.
a grime moment.
He was trying to segue into it. That grime was going to be the next step right yeah. before he went full Afrobeats. Because he did that one song with Wizkid, but apparently that wasn't enough, I guess.
Because he even has like a Latin song too, sounding like Pitbull.
Oh girl, I don't know. Yeah, Drake wasn't able to go full Afrobeats like he wanted to. Because yeah, he did a song with. I'm gonna butcher the name. Ojulegba by Wizkid. You know my story. From Old Dog Studio. Da, da, da. Anyway, it's a great song. Y'all should listen to it. I'm gonna make y'all a playlist one day. We should make the playlist. We got great music too.
That would be cute.
This is what we're listening to, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see it now. Girl, y'all put me on to so much good music. We love you. Oh my gosh.
What's that?
What's your P.O. box so I can send you fan mail?
Oh, send me a check, girl.
Oh, that's all. Send me money.
I will get a Cash App just so y'all can send me money if that's what y'all really on. I don't have Cash App. I don't have Venmo. I don't have any of them hoes. But like, if y'all legit will send me money, I will download that bitch.